Hey guys, sorry about that. My phone's acting up today. Yaniva, do we still have you today?
Yeah, I'm still on.
Okay, I lost you for a bit. So yeah, you were telling me about, I think we're better connected now. So you were telling me about the decontamination system. Let me try and drill this down because we'd have to figure whether your current software that's integrated to the decontamination system is that, synchronizable with the mobile application. So you mentioned that the software that this this product offering of yours uses has Siemens system installed into it, right?
Correct.
Okay. Can you confirm what system, what software is that exactly? Like, do you have the particular the name for this one?
Well, I do know we are using Siemens, I believe, TIA version 16 and version 17.
EIA version 16 and 17, right?
Correct.
Okay. And once again, how does the information, the output information, how does that get displayed on this product currently? Does it like have a small screen to it, or how do you see that information right now?
Yeah, correct. So it has a small screen on our mobile units, it has a small screen, and on our custom buildings, it has like a larger screen.
Okay.
On a wall. So we're currently using, I believe, 4 to 20 milliamp outputs.
Right. And the
So
software
basically,
that's
but I do know there is.
Sorry?
You're saying software? Go
Yeah,
ahead.
the software that's installed into this this decontamination system, is that something that's customizable? I mean, if we have to enter some kind of a code into it, is it like a native software, or is it something that's editable?
Well, yes, we do have a programmer that makes edits and modifications to our code. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Then I think that means we can put some sort of communication between the hardware and the application, and we'd basically have to write APIs, and
Okay.
one end of the API is going to be integrated to your current system, the Siemens software, I suppose, and the other endpoint is going to be connected
Yeah.
to the mobile application. So I think that this pretty much looks doable. I was trying to figure whether it's doable or not in the first place. It does look doable, and you mentioned that you wanted to remotely be able to turn on and off the device and be able to display the analytics and the reports that currently, like you mentioned, display on a small screen that's standalone and is connected to the equipment, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, is there anything else that this mobile app is supposed to do apart from in terms of the functionality or interacting with the hardware? I understand that it needs to be remotely turned on and off, but anything else that may need to be communicated between the software and the decontamination device?
Nothing I can think of for now. I may have to probably have a discussion with our tech team, and I could let you know maybe tomorrow, but right now I'm not really thinking of any other additional functionality.
Okay, and how many models do you guys have for these decontamination devices? You have more than one, right? Yeah, you mentioned something about a smaller device, and then you have a
Oh,
larger device as
yes.
well, right?
Yes. So we have our surface unit. Let me just tell you, we have our mobile units and our custom built-in. The custom built-in is kind of fixed. It's, depending on the client and what they need, we would go in and install a fixed system that you can't move around that will decontaminate a space that the client wants. Now, with our mobile units, we have about maybe five of them. We've got a surface unit. We've got a backpack, but the backpack requires no software, so we won't be working with that. We've got an environment unit. So the ones that require software, we've got the surface, we've got an environment unit, we've got a select unit, which is kind of like a trolley, which they use in hospitals a lot. And we've got a environment, surface, select, and currently we have a select plus, which is kind of just like a big brother version of the select unit. So we've got those four mobile units.
Okay, and are they like industrial grade products, or are they used
software.
In
software?
Okay. All right. So Yanni, if I was asking you if these products are used in industrial settings, or are these like what kind of applications do they have? Are they used in for
yes.
residential purposes as well?
Yes. No, they are used in industrial settings. I have yet to see anyone use them for residential purposes. I mean, you could, but it'll be a very expensive option.
Okay. Right, because we're also going through your website right now, and, you know, as we are speaking, you know, it kind of, in my head, I'm also, recalling the other projects that we've done. We've, in fact, done more than a couple similar projects. One of the companies that we work for on a similar scale is called Slapshore. Now, of course, they have a different product than you, but they offer more like, you know, building construction foundation, monitor, whereby, you know, if you install their product around, let's say, a construction site, the mobile app that we've done for them is going to give you the information about the foundations of the construction to avoid any kind of heavy losses and get preemptive caution, support. Another similar project that we've done, it's also, displayed on our portfolio on the website. It's an IoT company that's called Wyze, and they provide home home automation products, LED lights and burglar alarms and different kinds of products that are installed in residential settings, and you could operate them remotely from your phone device. So good for you that we've done similar projects in this niche. And with my experience working in similar projects, I think it all comes down to how a customization friendly is your software that you're using currently within the hardware, right? And Siemens happens to be, I work with a few different products of Siemens before, and they're pretty customizable. They're pretty engineering friendly as well in terms of what kind of alterations you can make to it. So I definitely think this is doable. Now, all these different models of your product that you mentioned about, the larger version and the smaller devices that you mentioned about, do they use the same version of the software, or do they have a different version of software for each one of these devices?
So I would say the Select Plus and Surface Unit use the same version of the software. Recently, we updated our Environment Unit, which has a slightly, more recent version of it. So that could be the only one where we may need to do some more modifications to. But regarding the other units, they should be the same. And the custom built-ins, it really honestly depends on the client. But the custom built-ins do also have the same software as our updated environment units. So those two are the ones where we may have to, tweak a bit, but the other three are pretty much the same.
All right, perfect. Okay. Right. So, And how soon are you guys looking to get started, by the way? Because we have a couple of I think about three projects going on the IoT side. and our teams are pretty, I think they have a, they're pretty much on the brim, you know, with their capacity at this time. How soon do you guys plan to kick off this project once we come to a conclusion and once we, you know, once we agree on the terms?
Well, it's not a, you know, it's not a huge rush. It's basically we just want to get the ball rolling on it, you know. Hopefully, I mean, this quarter's already ended. Hopefully, by the end of next quarter, we should have already had an agreement, you know, and something in place in which development has pretty much started.
Okay. All right, that sounds all right, because I think this first version of the software, just like any other software, you know, is going the first version of the mobile application is going to be pretty much foundational with you know, the kind of features that you need at this time, remote turn off and turn on, you know, the analytics and the reports that are already in there, you know, that are already displayed on the screens that are fitted into the devices. That pretty much is going to be foundation, and then you know maybe you know, before we even complete the first phase, you guys may have more requirements on what you may like to do with the mobile application and what it may, you know, need to compute or display as far as the output is concerned with these devices.
Correct.
So I think that sounds like a fair timeline to me, because
Correct.
we'd have to get into the design phase as well. Just with any mobile application, I think the design will be a lot different than what, you know, I think you have a dual color LEDs fitted into your devices. I'm looking at your website right now, and they have like a small screen. I
Yes.
think they look like a two-tone small screens. Are they, or are they any better?
Yeah, you're correct. It is. It is a dual color.
It is a dual color. Okay. Okay, so yeah, I think that it's pretty much doable now. Does this need to be for the Android and the iOS, or does this need to be for the web, like a web browser version as well?
Well, I mean, we have systems worldwide, so we would want it to be easily accessible for all sorts of users. So yeah, I guess having it, you know, on all three would be ideal. I would
Right.
have
So
to
do you,
discuss it further with my team as to what they think may be the best option
Right.
initially, but yeah, long-term goal, definitely we want all platforms to be able to access it.
And I think that
I mean, I
since
guess
you're,
we could
you
start with
mentioned that your products
Android
are,
and
sorry?
just iOS.
Android, iOS, and the web, right? Okay. Well,
Yes.
since your products are industrial grade, right, like you mentioned, they're used in industries, I think there should be a web version anyway, because you know, that's what we'd recommend. You know, a lot of your clients, they'd be using this in office settings, right? And a lot of in a lot of these places,
Correct.
you know, the employees still work on the, you know, the computer devices on you know, desktops and laptops. So I think you'd need a web version anyway. So we're looking at all three platforms, and you know, how our process works is, you know, first we do a pre-onboarding discovery. However, you know, the tech stack and, you know, whether if there any kind of, there's any kind of in the pre-onboarding discovery, we just try and make sure, you know, the project is doable and there's no, you know, a third party bottlenecks that are going to you know, hinder the doability of the project, right? But once that's done, and once we sign the SLA with you, and we sign the, you know, once we onboard you with a formal contract, that's when we get into it. We deep dive into you know, a more detailed post-onboarding discovery, whereby we select the tech stack and we, you know, we create a mind map that's used for developers' logic building, and then we get into the design phase, right? So designing is where we, you know, you do have a system that's already in place, but the output has to be, you know, it has to be displayed into a user-friendly display on both the, you know, the vertical mobile screens and the, you know, the horizontal larger, you know, laptop and desktop screen. So we'll design those, the UI and the UX for those, and then we move into the development where, you know, there's going to be a team for iOS development, a second team for Android development, and a third team that's going to do the web development for you guys. And then once, you know, the product has been approved and the you know, the full cycle program has been built, that's when we go into the testing phases. We, you know, connect these to your devices, to your, you know, to your actual devices. I think we'd have to work with your internal team as well that handles the Siemens software that's connected with the hardware. And then once all that's done, and when, you know, the app and the web browser are displaying the perfect, you know, outcomes and the outputs that you guys are, you know, looking for, that's when we go live on the app stores, both the Android, you know, the Apple App Store and the Android Google Play Store as well. I think you guys want to make your app available on the you know, the Apple Store and the Android Store as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and should the users have like a sign in or a login that you know that is going to connect them to the application, or is the app going to be open for everyone?
We would like users to have a login and sign in.
Okay, and since we're talking about organizations using these devices, so I think you would want to create rosters for. You know, for each client organization, right? So let's say if you deal with an X engineering company that uses your you know your decontamination systems, and it has five employees that like access to the reports. You know, there should be a way for them to connect to the same device reports using a certain you know, identical login from the application, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so I think we're looking at two interfaces. One is going to be for yourselves as the administrators of the application, which is going to be fairly simple because you know, you guys will be managing the user access to your application, and then you know you will be managing the static content that's displayed on the application. And I think the major heavy lifting is going to be done on the front end of the app where the primary, your clients log in. And I think we could create more like an organizational login procedure for them whereby they enter their business email and they get a code on their email address. And that's how they sign up for the first time. And, you know, when they sign up with a particular organizational email, that's automatically going to connect them to that organization's devices, so they see their respective devices connected within their profile after they log in. And once they log into their device or once they log into the application with their organizational email, they're going to see all the devices that are fitted or that are installed in their that are provided by you guys and installed in their organization, and say tapping on each of them is going to show them the information for that particular device, the reports, the analytics, you know, the remote turn on and turn off options. All that is going to be available within that display. Are you following me?
I'm following. Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay. So Yaniv, I think we're pretty much clear on this. How do you suggest we recircle on this? Now, would you like to connect us to your, you know, to your IT team that, you know, that handles the software? Or, you know, how do we go about this to this next phase?
Yeah, so I could connect you. I'm going to be honest, they're a bit swamped right now because we're pushing out a lot of product and manufacturing is kind of going crazy right now as well. But if you could probably send me emails with your contact information,
okay.
And I'm not sure if this number is also a good number to reach you guys on. I'm not sure if this is Rick's contact, but
right, yeah. So,
Rick's
going to be
like
your primary contact.
Yeah, I'd like your contact information. I could forward to him.
Okay. Oh, no, yeah, definitely. So Rick's going to be your primary contact from Hoff & Mazur because he is the product strategist, right? And I happen to be behind the scenes with the development team. I think Rick must have mentioned to you that I head the development team here, so I stay behind the scenes. But I will, of course, always be available whenever you guys want to have a second call and a third call. We could always follow through on this. What we'll do right now is I think Rick is going to leave you an email with an NDA if you guys want to sign that optionally, right? But that's not something that you guys definitely have to do if you guys want to keep, you know, have some kind of surety in terms of, you know, keeping your, keeping your concept private and make sure it doesn't get divulged outside the organization. We're going to send you an NDA, and along with that, we're going to send you a company profile with our contact information as well. Is there anything else that you would need from our side for this first phase?
I mean, if you could also send me, I guess, sort of like a base quote so that we could get a ballpark of how much all of this would cost. You know, let's say, like, if you could give us, like, a roadmap of, you know, preliminary discussions all the way to the end, and like a final amount or just an estimate of how much everything would cost, provided that we start the end of next quarter, you know, when will we see the app up and running, something like that.
Hmm. Okay. So Yaniv, how many...
Obviously, you don't have to send me something detailed now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
No, I just wanted to, you're telling me that
I'm saying, obviously you don't have to
send details about the quote and the timeline that's going to go into it, right?
Yes, and you don't have to send me anything too detailed now because you have not gotten into contact with our IT team yet, so it's understandable. But just a ballpark figure, I guess. But you were asking something as well.
No, yeah, I just want to – I could run some numbers with you right now, and that's going to help us, you know, ascertain whether, you know, we need to go down the rabbit hole or not. But, you know, I needed to confirm one last thing with you. I'm also multitasking right now and going through my calculator, doing some – crunching some numbers for you. One last thing that I want to ask you is how many interfaces do you reckon we need in the application? Because I think I've figured out two interfaces. One is going to be for you guys as the admin of the application, right, as the owners of the application. And
yeah.
Second one is going to be, of course, the primary side, the front end of the application that is going to be accessible from Android, iOS, and web browser for your clients and all their employees. So that is understood.
Yeah.
But on the front end, you know, on the primary side, how many different user types do you expect to be there? In other words, should everyone have the same access to the remote turn off and turn on option, the reports and the analytics that are going to be displayed, or is there going to be different hierarchies that you want to build for your clients on what each of their employees can access on the system?
So that will be on a case by case basis, but I'm going to go with let's just say we will have specific features locked behind certain people in the company. So let's say maybe we'd only have, you know, like a team head or a manager will have more access to certain features than a tech, you know, something like
that.
So yes, you are correct in assuming, I guess, the user interface would probably be split into two plus our interface as well.
Right, that's correct. So the highest hierarchy on the organization side, the primary user, the highest hierarchy will have will define the roles for everyone they onboard for their organization. Because I'm trying to build a structure here, and kind of trying to create a canvas in our heads together as well. So when you onboard an organization, let's say you onboard one person from their side, right? Like let's take the example of X Engineering Systems once again. So when you onboard X Engineering System to your application, you give them, you create one master login for them, and that master login is going to be the highest hierarchy in their organization. And that role or that user in the organization is going to add the other sub-users on the application and assign them different roles on what they can access on the application and what they cannot, correct?
Correct.
Right. So Yeah, so I think in that case, we're looking at least three different kinds of roles, like you mentioned. That's, on the front end is going to be split into two types. One is going to be the master user that's going to have all the access by default. And a second one is going to be the sub user that's going to be assigned the access by the master user. And we could create, say, three or four different modules. Say one module is going to be remote control of the device where you could turn on and off. That, again, I'm assuming is not going to be given to all the employees in the organization. Probably the technician or a different kind of role, one specific role is going to have that access. And then, likewise, the master login is going to assign who can view the reports and who can view the analytics as well. So we have to build them into, in layman terms, we'll have to build shells around them or modules around each of them. And then each packet is going to be assigned to, to each different kind of user that's onboarded by this master user on the application.
Yeah.
So, Yaniv, I think we're pretty much clear, and I think we've had a productive call today that kind of gives us a lot of understanding about how your devices currently operate, what kind of systems do you guys use, and what you guys are trying to achieve with this. I think in terms of the cost, if you're looking at two primary users and one administrator for all the three devices, the iOS, Android, and the web application, and, given the discussion we've had so far, notwithstanding what we discuss in the future with your IT team, I think we're looking at somewhere about $50,000 to $60,000. That's the kind of one-time fee that you guys would be looking at. And of course, this is going to be divided into an install, more like a milestone plan as well. That where we start with about 35%. Upfront, whereby we mobilize the resources to your project. A full IoT team is going to be assigned to you, and you're going to be working with them directly along with the project manager that's going to be, liaisoning between you and the team. And, once you view the design, for example, once that milestone lapses, then you pay a second installment and then a third installment towards, before we go into the final testing phase and before we deploy the application. So do you think that's doable? Is that something around
all
what
right.
you guys were looking at, or am I jumping the guns on you?
No, that is something around what we were looking at. That is doable, yeah.
Perfect. Then I think we can take this to the next stage then. And, like I mentioned, Rick is going to leave you a preliminary email just to do a better introduction so you have our contact details.
Yes,
so you know
please.
What you have to reach out to. Sorry?
Yeah, I was saying yes. Please send me that email.
Right, and then we look forward to connecting with the rest of your team so we can get into some technical details as well about the current program and what kind of access we'd have to it so we can connect the mobile application APIs to it.
Okay, great.
All right, then, Yaniv, anything else that we may be missing today or anything that we can help you with right now before we look forward to the next meeting.
No, we've pretty much discussed everything.
Well, then, perfect. Thank you so much for your time. We'll let you go for now, and we look forward to working with you. All right, thanks again.
Thank you as well. I look forward to getting those emails.
Thanks,
man.
Right.
Not a problem.
All right, then.
Have a good one.
Take care.
You as well. Bye now.